This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, a man who takes do-it-yourself to a whole new level.
The farm boys are used to welding stuff and making do, you know? And that sense of thrift, you know, it's got a real similarity to the necessity, the DIY spirit of punk rock. You know, it's just like, let's just do it ourselves.
First, though, let's go to Iraq. More than 3,800 members of the U.S. military have died while serving there. And when an American soldier dies, the other members of his unit stand in formation and salute the body as it's flown from their base to the U.S. to be buried. These are called hero flights. NPR's Jamie Terabay attended one such farewell at a U.S. military base in Diyala province, northeast of Baghdad.
The stillness at the landing zone of Forward Operating Base Normandy is punctuated by the occasional spurt of automatic gunfire from a nearby shooting range. In the shadowy dark, all available soldiers on the base stand together, silently at attention, their rifles slung over their left shoulders, waiting. Chaplain Bill Martin explains the evening's proceedings.
We'll move as one unit with the remains. We'll go down in between the two echelons. The pallbearers will load the remains on. I will walk up to the remains and say a prayer and then step back and we'll all salute.
As he speaks, an armored ambulance carrying the soldiers' remains rumbles to a halt on the tarmac. This Stryker company hadn't suffered a single casualty in 5 months of service in Baghdad. But since their deployment in Diyala 2 weeks ago, these soldiers have become familiar with the hero flight.
2 days ago, we had another one for three of our boys. So this, in 3 days, this marks four killed in action. In about a two-week time span, in just this area, we've lost eight soldiers.
The soldier being saluted this evening was killed when his vehicle struck a roadside bomb. Another member of his patrol was wounded in the attack. Earlier, soldiers watched as Black Hawk helicopters powered through the sky to evacuate him. The quiet returns, but just for a moment. Two Black Hawk helicopters can faintly be seen in the sky. As they approach the base, a soldier out of uniform talks softly under his breath about his dead friend, how he'd just returned from home leave where he watched his wife give birth to a baby girl. The dead soldier was 25 years old. Soon, the helicopters land in the darkness. Their rotors are still turning as lights go on inside one Black Hawk, and the crew prepares to receive the body. The ambulance doors swing open, and six pallbearers march up. Slowly, they take hold of a stretcher carrying a long black canvas bag wrapped in a bright American flag. They march, bearing the stretcher, between the two formations of troops standing to salute and approach the Black Hawk. Once the body is secured on board, the chaplain, sergeant major, and company commander pay their final respects. They salute and back away. First Sergeant Jason Holman then orders the formations to salute again. They dip the company colors.
Squadron, halt! Appel, halt!
As the Black Hawks fly away, all the soldiers face forward, unblinking in the dust and wind. Then silence returns. Holman gives his last orders for the evening.
Hold on! Fall!
Fall out!
Jamie Terabay, NPR News.